Those wanting to buy a house in Wellington may find it a little easier, with the City Council looking to increase the number of affordable homes by thousands. A housing accord between Wellington City Council and the government has been proposed, which would allow the council to speed up the planning and consenting process. A target has been set for 7,000 new resource consents to be issued over the next 5 years. Wellington's mayor is Celia Wade-Brown, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we're very keen to work with a number of parties on making sure there are more homes, including but not only affordable homes in Wellington.
So this is just a proposal. It goes to council tomorrow. Are you confident that this will pass and you can move forward to progress this?
Look, everybody on council is concerned to make sure that there are sufficient houses for not just the current demand but also the people that we expect to be either moving or growing up and moving out of family homes.
So you've got the numbers to pass this, though?
I believe so.
Okay. Of the 7,000 consents, how many of those do you expect to be affordable homes, and can you give us an idea of what affordable means in dollar terms?
Well, at the moment, a house in Wellington, the average price is over five times the median income, and when I was discussing it with the minister, we think that four times begins to put it into the affordable category.
So what does that look like in dollar terms? What, 500,000? 450,000?
We'd have to come back on that particular number to you there. I haven't got that under my fingers at the moment. I'm just heading off into council very shortly. But it is significant that we could, if we're doing a development of scale, we could require the developer to produce a percentage of those houses at a lower rate, because the median income only just tells you what the average is. It doesn't really help people who are first-time home buyers or people who are moving out of a family home, maybe after a marriage split or things like that. There's a whole range of people need homes that are cheaper than average. The median only tells you about
okay,
the market
those,
as a whole.
Those people listening would probably want to know in dollar terms what that would be. You don't have any idea of what the cost of
well,
an affordable home
Well, I think we need a whole
home.
Range from, you know, the sort of well, 250,000 area for the might be reasonable for people to put a deposit down on. I think we've also got to do some rent to buy. This isn't only about buying
sure.
a first home.
So you're
it's
saying
actually about expanding our social housing. One of the areas we're looking at is our Arlington apartments, which are old and tired and a bit leaky, and we want to replace those with some modular housing. This could speed up that kind of consent as
okay.
well as the greenfields, you know, own your own house.
Sure. So some of these will be apartment-type units beginning from around 250,000.
I'm very keen that there should be some at that sort of level, yeah. But we're going to come back in September with the methods about how we might incentivise. You know, at the moment, there's just over 700 dwellings built per annum, so that's apartments and houses. And we want to ramp that up first to 1,000 in the coming year and then 1,500 for the years after that.
Okay, so you're doubling mm-hmm. the number of new homes to be built in the next 5 years. Can the city's infrastructure cope with that?
I think we've got great infrastructure from the point of view of public transport, drainage, sewage, electricity, all of those things I think are in good condition in the city.
And presumably part of this accord is so that you don't have to go through the same amount of rigour in the resource consents, right? That's the incentive
for the
developer.
It's also about district planning. If you're actually looking at, for example, just north of Churton Park or the other side of the motorway, if the Petone to Granada Road goes ahead, so that you could actually get the detailed planning for, you know, areas of scale.
But the downside to that,
five houses here or five houses there.
Yeah, but the downside to that is that people would have less scope, wouldn't they, to complain. You know, you're talking about possibly intensification in Newtown and Kilburnie. There'll be some people who don't want that. Will they have fewer rights to complain?
We've already done a fair bit of consultation on urban growth along the transport areas, and our district plan change has already looked at the height limits and so forth for Adelaide Road and Kilburnie and Johnsonville. So people have had a really good chance to have a say. So this isn't, you know, the first tranche of housing areas are most likely to be where we've already consulted.
And when
we just consult on any new ones,
just finally
just speed it all up.
Just finally, when would you expect the first home to be built?
Well, we're having houses built all the time
under this new accord. Under this new accord, when do you expect the first home to be built under the new accord?
They're being built all the time. This will just speed up the rate at which new houses are built.
All right, Celia Wade-Brown, the Mayor of Wellington. Thank you for your time on Morning Report.